Everybody knows about the lookout. I always want to call it the outlook, backwards. The lookout. And then people say, there's nothing else to see in 10 minutes. Wrong.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. There are, it's really fun because if you're out just in the community, in the vicinity, looking around at historic sites, there are so many pieces that are hanging around out there that are really interesting to look at. Naturally, like you said, the berm and the outlook, or the lookout, you made me do it, you made me do it. The berm and the lookout is our newest one, which is quite spectacular, and that opened on June 1st, and I think people should, if you haven't been up there, you've got to go up there to see basically the mining portion of it, and then also to look over the community. And once you look over the community, then you're going to see some other historic sites that are really quite interesting. We also encourage people to drop off at the museum if you're not quite sure about where you want to go or what there is to see, and we can point you in the right direction and get you organized with that. Because in our front yard, there are two pieces that are actually quite interesting. One is, of course, the Hollinger House, which is a replica of a home from the that used to be owned by the Hollinger Mine, and it's done up to about the 1930s. So if you're interested in looking around inside, you need only ask the staff. But across from that is the original Hollinger stamp mill. And that stamp mill was brought into the camp in January 1910 by Noah Timmins when he first came in, and they were starting to do the exploration and working on those claims that Benny Hollinger had sent had sold him. So that stamp mill is really the beginning of the Timmins gold rush in our area, or the gold mines in our area.
You got the statues too.
I also have three statues of the first mine discoverers, or some of the first mine discoverers in our community, because there were so many of them. We have Jack Wilson, Benny Hollinger, and Sandy McIntyre. So those are quite lovely. But if you want to get out of the city, there's a number of historic plaques as well within the community that commemorate some of the early fur trade posts in our area. So there's Blue Plaque out at Kenogamie Sea. There's one at Frederick House in Connaught, which talks about that early fur trade fort and the events that happened in that area at the time. So that's a good one. If you're coming back into South Porcupine and you're in Porcupine, just across from Bannerman Park, there is a small parkette there that is currently being refurbished. And there's a provincial plaque as well in that area that talks about the importance of the gold mining area, which is the Timmins Porcupine Goldfields. And we are going to be bringing back the little train into that area. The vault is there. And that other piece that nobody seems to know too much about, the Arastra, that is actually an old piece of equipment that was used for grinding ore to help with the extraction of gold. And it was something that had been used by ancient Egyptians right up until the early 20th century. And that one was found somewhere in the bush in our area and moved to that parkette. And it was used by some of the early prospectors in the area who were getting their stuff ready for assaying and all those good things. So there are quite a number of different things to have a look through in the community. There are many, many, many more. You can do walks downtown and look at some of the buildings and see some of the things that have been there for a long time. South Porcupine still has a number of great sites, including a plaque on South Porcupine Lake that talks about the Great Porcupine Fire of 1911. So I encourage you this summer, explore your community. Before you start exploring elsewhere, it's a good place to start.
Downtown, right outside the Senior Center, there's a Shania Twain plaque.
There is still a Shania Twain plaque downtown. It's one of the few Shania things that are left within the community, but it is still there. Even things like we drive by it every day, the grandstands at the Hollinger. Those grandstands, there are not very many left of that design in the in North America. So it's kind of a fun thing that we still own and we still have, and they will be used to quite a lot this summer, from what I understand.
Yeah, not for baseball anymore, but they're going to be used.
They're definitely going to be used. It's going to, the area is being redeveloped as a fairgrounds or as an events ground, and I think in conjunction with the baseball people who are quite happy to use the other field, I think we're all going to be enjoying the Hollinger Park this summer.